In each episode of the Wisdom Podcast, I share both spiritual and practical wisdom, together with the insights, offerings, and truth that have helped others live their greatness, conquer their fears, heal from the experiences of their past, be resilient, live empowered and free, and of course, of their authentic happiness. You may hear your own story in some of the stories of my clients who have healed themselves, become in control of their life, and reclaimed their authentic power. Seeking a deeper understanding and meaning of life awakens us to discover our purpose and to witness infinite beauty and joy that is so abundant. Each episode is meant to offer something beautifully relevant and timely for you. Let the sacred path that you are on be one that you choose deliberately, based on the inspired wisdom of your inner truth, and as you live a beautiful and love-filled life. Self-acceptance is how you move into your heart. It is how you choose to witness yourself in the presence of wonder and great light. If you are listening, perhaps you have contemplated what self-acceptance truly feels like, how it embraces all of you, how the majesty of what you are and what you hold becomes sacred. To live in the self-acceptance of who and what you are is to live of your spiritual self. It is to hold true to who you are in the face of honoring what you seek to become and in the presence of right action. A part of what you will hear in this episode comes from my 10-day course, The Sacred Teachings of Being Love. You can find this course and others in the School of Wisdom. This course is set to launch in the summer of 2021, and I will leave a link for this in the description. Self-acceptance is one extraordinary element to living whole and feeling self-love. It is intrinsically tied to how you live and respond in the world. If you have been struggling to build your confidence, if your self-esteem has caused you to doubt in your abilities, if your confidence needs to be reflective of all that you truly are, then sit back with attention. You may choose to close your eyes to take in all of my words as you allow this wisdom into you to be what you have been in search of. Acceptance is the value of appreciation and approval. It is the inner felt knowledge that you are more than enough. It is self-love in words and actions that are spoken quietly to yourself and as you speak about yourself in conversations with others. I share this sacred practice with you, as most people struggle to feel true acceptance. It is a part of our inherent desire to be approved of and accepted by others as a hard wiring for our oneness. We look for ways to make ourselves better in what measures we believe will be externally valued by society, media, religion, culture, when true acceptance can only be yours to give to yourself. You may also seek to become more just to do this because it is important for you and for your personal goals and the desires that fuel your right action. Then, what improvements you pursue will continue to benefit all of you. Think of self-acceptance as the language by which you speak to yourself, as encouragement, as pride, as the methods by which you choose to hold value and self-love. Here, I share the most important builders of self-acceptance, beginning with your ability to appreciate and be loving of all that you already are. You do this with gentle and kind words, written and spoken, and the ever-present appreciation for that which you do not take for granted, and all that you are capable of. True self-acceptance is the teaching that I am, and that I am in appreciation of me as I am, and as I continue to become more. Let me share with you what I call a sacred practice. You may wish to follow this with a listen of the guided meditation on self-acceptance that I will link up in the description. If you know that you need to be more accepting and approving of yourself, even as you may seek positive change and personal growth, let this content be your ever-present guide and what helps you arrive at self-love and gratitude for all that you are. So here, in what follows next, is day 2 of the course, The Sacred Teachings of Being Love, Self-Acceptance. I hope you'll enjoy it. Welcome to day 2 of The Sacred Teachings of Being Love. In our first lesson, we explored what it means to be self-aware and in the presence of now as a gentle observer. To be self-aware is the first step to live authentic and of your highest self. As you witness all that you are as a physical being, and in reflection of all that you continue to be. In quiet inner contemplation and in meditation, you were also invited to experience the beautiful awakening of your non-physical self and your ever-present nature as a being of love. Here in day 2, we embrace the formative teaching of self-acceptance as an intimate and sacred unveiling of all that you are. This includes your desire to seek and discover more, to learn, to experience, and to self-actualize. That is, to realize your full potential. This is likely beyond what you have even imagined for yourself. In the deliberate practice of revealing all that you are and all that you seek to become, you honor your intimate portrayal of self and your ability to lovingly approve of where you are along your journey into wholeness. Self-acceptance restores and builds self-esteem and self-worth, because when you approve of yourself, there is room for improvement. We are all ever evolving in change and growth, even if we resist this. The willingness to see all of you with eyes wide open, with honesty and a willingness to love, is how you witness the acceptance of all that you are. To accept all of you in the present moment is to wield your infinite power and grace. It is to be approving and non-judgmental, even in the face of all that you seek to become. Witness your authentic nature, what you are and have always been. And as you embrace this completely with endless support, encouragement, persistence, and pride. And as you choose a path for your life that begins with self-appreciation and gratitude. Here in this day's lesson, together with the practice of self-awareness, you decide what aspects of yourself you wish to keep and enjoy, which you will heal, and which you will release and shed, of which are not truly of you. In this day's teaching, you experience your sacred oneness with Source. You are free to acknowledge your beautiful nature as the energy of love. This is the true way in which you define yourself. What perspectives you hold that originate out of fear and ego are not the true aspects that define who and what you are. Here in this day's sacred teaching, you open yourself to approve of your goodness whilst acknowledging the parts of you that need to be reclaimed, corrected, healed. These are the aspects of your human nature and the behaviors and thoughts that you hold that do not serve you. It's helpful to distinguish your spiritual and eternal self from your physical nature as a human being. As you acknowledge that you have the free will choice to live as your eternal nature, then doing so becomes a conscious choice. You can more rapidly move out of the moments in which your thoughts, feelings, and actions are not in alignment with your pure nature as love. You must be willing to witness yourself in the true nature of what you are. This is the practice of self-awareness, and it is what you have learned and established in day one as a foundation to what we build upon today. Be willing to observe yourself as you are, with honesty and truthfulness, to see how you may choose to ease into a state of loving kindness, with your heart open, even in the moments when you are under pressure, when deadlines loom, and as you need to remain calm to your inner experience, and how you will proceed in the world. You are love in action first. You must choose to live this as your default, to be this in all moments. The way to do so is to live as much as possible in the present moment. As you establish a list of qualities which define your oneness with Source, and those which are human constructs, you are able to witness the true nature of what you are. You are infinite love and kindness, joy, goodness, and perfection. You have the infinite freedom to choose whatever you desire most and to set yourself on a course towards this. This is the beautiful nature of living as your highest self. Through self-acceptance, you then make conscious choices for how you choose to reveal yourself and to live in the world. Self-acceptance is the true knowing of all that you are, and including your ability to live as your spiritual or highest self. We begin with the formation of a list to define all of what you are unto yourself. This list depicts both your spiritual self and the qualities that describe your human nature. This will be called your Who Am I list. This list will help you to define all of who you are so that you may come to identify in the moments that you are living as your spiritual self and when you are of your ego mind or any tendencies of which cause you to suffer. You may use the PDF that is included here as a guide to help with journal writing prompts. You begin with identifying the aspects of yourself that best describe you, that is, your values and beliefs, your likes, dislikes, what you stand for, your strengths. What are the fragmented parts of you that you have kept separate or hidden? And how you witness yourself alone and in the presence of others. Your Who Am I list holds a description of your current self. In this lesson, you may pause the recording here and begin your list now using the PDF as a guide. You will likely add to your list as it is in front of you as we continue and for the next several days thereafter. You will know when your list is complete, for it will feel so, as it describes fully all that you are. A helpful hint before you begin, use I am and I have to prompt your description. Take a few moments now to build your Who Am I list. Aim for 20 descriptors to start, and then rejoin me here, where we will together illuminate the aspects of your spiritual self. With your list of all that describes who you are, reflect for a moment on this and your ability to reveal to yourself what is true. Notice if there are any aspects of you that you no longer wish to be. What are you ready to release and shed that no longer serves your highest good? Self-acceptance promotes positive growth. It frees you to choose how you will live in the world in all moments based on the approval you hold of yourself and without a need to change what you are in pursuit of the approval of others. You choose using your free will. Your free will is a human construct. To live in harmony with your inner nature, your inner being, your non-physical self is to live as love in action and in a state of peace and harmony. The first step of self-acceptance is to acknowledge that you are both physical and non-physical, energy and matter. As you identify an aspect of yourself that you are less happy with, your free will choice is what inspires your change and evolution into what is desired. This is how you transmute from one form to another. It is through your deliberate and conscious choice. In self-acceptance, you see yourself as you are and as you co-create all that you are becoming. As you acknowledge all of who you are in this first list, including the spiritual aspects of you, that is, your innate goodness, you may accept and approve of yourself, even as there are aspects that you will seek to change and transform, and of what you will release that does not serve your highest potential. Self-acceptance is not ignoring the parts of you that you are not pleased with or no longer wish to be Rather, you accept all aspects through your willingness to see yourself with clarity and self-honesty. And as you seek to become more, you are an ongoing, ever-evolving progression as you identify all of your beautiful nature and all that you continue to become. It is in the greatest acts of kindness and love that you are selfless. That is, you are expansive and not of this physical world, but of your spiritual oneness with the divine, source, universal consciousness. If you have come to this course finding it difficult to appreciate and value yourself, it will be helpful to identify all aspects of yourself in full awareness and in the absence of judgment. To see yourself in the honesty of what you are is to hold self-acceptance. Self-acceptance grows confidence, as it is how you acknowledge all that you are, including all that you appreciate about yourself, even as you seek to become more. As you identify with your spiritual self and the non-physical aspects of you, such as loving kindness, compassion, honesty, integrity, and truth, you reveal to yourself the infinite ways that you are love, that you may choose to live as your infinite nature. You are infinitely powerful whenever you choose to live as your highest or spiritual self. Next, examine your Who Am I list. Note that everything that you have listed that you are most happy with is a description of what you are as a being of love. Anything that you are less happy with is the absence of this. In moments when you struggle to live as your true source of oneness with the divine, your first step is to look inward, to return to your inner source of wonderment and bliss as you discover your innate happiness and the true essence of what you are. This happens naturally as you return to the present moment and as you release any negative or damaging self-talk. In the present moment, you are a oneness with everything in the universe. Out of the present moment, you choose everything. You can bathe in the serenity of being. You can appreciate a conscious breath and know that this is all that there is. This moment, now, and what you choose now. To be present calms and soothes you. In the present, it is possible for you to reacquaint yourself with what is important now and what you will resolve for a future moment. As you align with the present, you synchronize with the infinity of your heart's wonder as the energy of love. To witness the energy of love inspires and nourishes. This energy of love fills your being. You live in a state of calm and serenity from which you can then take right action, infused by your desire to live in wholeness, peace, and of happiness. As you reflect upon your Who Am I list, as you see all of what you have written before you, what more do you wish to discover of yourself? What behaviors and traits, what attitude and mindset, what best defines all of who you are in the full revelation of your truth? be loving and compassionate towards yourself as you identify the parts of you that are fragmented, that you disapprove of and dislike, as well as all of the infinite ways that you are love in action. Add to your list for a time right here, pausing this recording for a time, and then return once more to complete this day's lesson with me. As you embrace all of what you are, you may now see your worldly goodness as something that you can choose with intention to live as. Self-acceptance is the beautiful way in which you choose to embody and live as your innate goodness. I often hear people describe how difficult it can be to observe in themselves what they do not approve of nor admire, and what they do not wish to be. And yet, they acknowledge their attachment to this way of thinking or to a behavior, because somewhere within them is a deeply entrenched experience of what is known or familiar, that even as an aspect is undesired, it is well rehearsed and known. In self-acceptance, you may shed the parts of you that are not serving your highest good as a being of love. In experiencing self-acceptance, there is approval, enjoyment, and comfort. This is possible as you accept with the realization that you can also choose to correct and change what you are not happy with. What you know is now who and what you truly are, and as you seek to live as your ideal. The secret for choosing is your intention. With heartfelt desire and intention, you will recognize the moments when you are not being love. You may not always be able to stop in that moment. You may not initially notice all of the times when you are behaving in a self-sabotaging and damaging way, and yet you always have the ability to correct, to say, "I'm sorry," to do the right thing in the very next moment, to return to being love and your highest self. Being love does not prevent you from having clear and present boundaries that you uphold, or in being firm or saying no. Rather, it is being loving and kind, even as you will need to uphold what is right and best for you. The practice of being love is a mindful attitude of self-witnessing and self-observation that illuminates your free will choice as a way to guide you back into your beautiful nature as love. You make the conscious choice each day, and as you live in the ease of your authentic nature, you are the beautiful energy of love embodied. Your new life practice in this day's sacred teaching is to draw upon your observations of this list, which define who you currently are. Then to ask, is there anything that I wish to change, to nurture and develop, to release and let go of, in order that I may live in the freedom of my heart to be love in all moments? This is what we aim for, love in all moments. And as we continue to come back to this each time we find ourselves out of the presence of our true nature, what aspects of your human nature, your behaviors, thought patterns, and beliefs are you ready to let go of, to shed, in order to live as your infinite state, to live as what you truly are, love in action. What do you consciously choose? Next, begin a second list titled, Who Am I Becoming? Here you list all of the ways that you will continue as your highest self, as well as the new ways in which you will live, whole and inspired by your purposeful thoughts, and in appreciation of your goodness, your true nature. This will propel you to live as your spiritual self, of lightness and love. Your ardent choices of who you are becoming attunes the mind to the heart. Follow a path in which you will feel most fulfilled, at peace, and infinitely happy. You may wish to pause the recording here for a time and as you record your answers. Of the sacred mysteries of the divine, self-acceptance is to acknowledge all that you are, your inherent gifts and talents, your innate goodness, and your infinite nature as love. Relish in this perfect knowing. Choose to live from the goodness of your heart in all of the moments of your life. Allow your heart to reveal your true essence. This wisdom allows you to live in acceptance and with self-awareness. You may change, transform, and heal any situation of which you have momentarily forgotten the truth of what you are. You do so with a loving heart, living of the present moment, because the past is unchangeable, and willing to forgive yourself for moments in which you were not living of your highest self, as love in action. Self-acceptance is choosing wholeness, choosing to step into the perfect grace of oneness with your highest consciousness, and to live your life in the abundance of this truth. Rather than disavow or dislike any part of yourself, acknowledge this as a part of you and offer it love, loving thoughts and kind action as it is. Decide if this part, whether physical, emotional, psychological, whether thoughts, beliefs, or behaviors, is truly serving your highest potential. Your Who Am I Becoming list will help you define what you seek. Be self-accepting in the knowledge that you at times will not live as your highest self, and that you may always choose this in the very next moment, to right a situation or an action, to choose what thoughts you will hold, and to embrace and live the choices for your life path, ever unfolding. Self-acceptance is a measure of knowing yourself well, of witnessing your truth, and of your willingness to choose in the absence of judgment, with fair and right-minded action, knowing that to live in the most gracious and loving way is to honor yourself as well as to honor your free will to choose everything. Your sacred path inspires consciousness and upholds goodness and right action. Your journey into being love and the decision to live as your highest self is the most powerful and godlike state in which to experience and live. Take a moment now or at the end of this recording and listen to the guided visualization that accompanies this day's sacred teaching. Here, you will experience guidance for how to live in self-acceptance of all that you are, and as you embrace your infinite abundance and blissful nature as both a physical and non-physical being. As you go forward and live of this wisdom, as you embody the sacred practice of self-acceptance, as you live aligned with your spiritual self in human form, you experience the most blissful and awe-inspiring moments that together become a beautiful journey of life. Thank you for your dedication to build your lists of who am I and who am I becoming. These will continue to serve your growth and provide stability and insight as a criteria for all that you seek. The sacred work of this practice is the movement you make towards your highest ideals. Choose what you are becoming in each moment as you live this now in the present. The positive action steps that will bring you from where you are into who you seek to become are with your free will choice here and now. Thank you. Namaste. How was this as a journey into what self-acceptance truly means? Share your feedback with me. You can leave a note for me here or drop me an email at dorothy@dorothyratusny.com. Practice self-acceptance in all of the moments that you need self-love. Namaste. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe and share your feedback on this or any episode with me. And then join me at dorothyratusny.com, where you'll find the Wisdom Blog, the inspiration for this podcast, the latest online courses that I teach, my YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives, which are an extensive library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, and best therapeutic practices for your whole being and to nourish and heal your life, plus many other special offerings of love. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and be love. Thank you. This is Dorothy.